Overcrowding at one of Nashville's crisis shelters is actually a good sign to domestic abuse experts. It means a new approach to identifying victims most at risk of being killed by their husbands, wives, or former lovers is working. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
Last year, Nashville police answered more than 17,000 calls reporting the deadliest form of domestic violence, abuse by intimate partners. Today, when they respond, officers like Terrence McBride take the victim aside, out of earshot of the abuser, and if the person agrees, they ask them a series of questions.
Has the person ever threatened to kill you or your children? Do they have a gun that's easily accessible to them? Have they ever tried to choke you?
The so-called Lethality Assessment Protocol, or LAP, is steeped in research. If a firearm is present, domestic violence victims are 5 times more likely to be killed. If they've been choked in the past, the risk is even greater. Hearing that is often a powerful wake-up call for victims. Tracy DiTomasi oversees the YWCA shelter, whose hotline Metro Police now have to call as soon as a victim screens in as high risk. Victims don't have to speak with the crisis counselor, but DiTomasi says more often than not, they do.
If that call already has to be made and they're already hearing the officer, you know, tell us what happened and create a safety plan, and then say, here, would you like to talk? They're so much more likely to say yes.
The LAP questionnaire, first introduced in Maryland a decade ago, was adopted in Nashville in December. 5 months later, Metro Police had used it 2,700 times and found more than half of victims to be high risk. In that time, the crisis hotline also received twice as many calls as it did all of last year, and the YWCA shelter quickly went over capacity.
As people know, I'm going to actually call the police because I know that the system is going to be there to protect me rather than to hurt me further.
To DiTomasi, that's proof the new protocol is necessary for reducing domestic violence homicides. Tennessee has among the highest rates in the nation. And she says the LAP is also having a positive effect on law enforcement.
My staff compliment the police officers all the time because the police officers are looking to improve and how they interact with victims, because they're finding that it works.
Officer McBride admits he was initially a little wary of the change in protocol, but quickly realized that taking the time to look victims in the eye and offer concrete help was one of the best ways to intervene.
I think the victims actually feel that sense of care because the officers are not only offering them all the other things that we had to offer them in the past.
Now, instead of just urging them to go to a shelter, police increasingly drive victims there themselves. McBride says on his beat, he's already witnessed something virtually unheard of prior to the LAP. At least one night without a single domestic violence call. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.